Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's get to what's considered to be the most important economic indicator of the month, the monthly jobs report from the Labor Department, which came out this morning. It said 295,000 jobs were added in February in the U.S. and that the unemployment rate fell to 5.5%. Joining us for analysis from Chicago is Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Diane, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
Well, what's your reaction, first of all, to this report?
Well, certainly momentum trumped bad weather. In the month of February, we saw employment gains pick up instead of fall, and that's good news. There were downward revisions to the last couple months, but we saw big gains in things like restaurants and bars, which means people were sort of kicking it up a bit and spending some of that extra money weathering the horrible weather we had in February, which was worse than January, to go out and spend that money that they're saving at the gas pumps. I think that's important. We also saw the quality of jobs improve during the month as well, as business services, engineers, accountants, technology consultants, these are those college grad jobs came back as well.
But what about retail? Retail jobs were down. What's that about?
Well, what we're seeing is a lot of shifting going on. We are spending more. We had a lot of retail hires earlier on in the game, and I think, you know, we're coming off of very elevated levels on retail, so that's one issue. Also, there's a lot of shifting going on. Who are the retail winners and losers? You know, now we have sort of bricks and mortar and clicks, bricks and clicks, they call it, working together, and so the whole retail model is being challenged. You're seeing stores like, you know, Costco doing extremely well, moderate income buyers coming back. That's good news. We also disrupted things like vehicle sales during the month. Even though people were able to get out to some restaurants, they didn't go out and buy cars, although a lot of cars got crashed up during all those snows, so we're going to see that pick up later in the year.
Yeah, it's been a tough winter for a lot of people, and I'm surprised, actually, that that did not hurt this report more than it did, than the bad weather.
Exactly. And that's what's sort of encouraging is that momentum was strong enough to overcome it. Also strong enough to overcome declines in the mining sector. So the good news from oil prices outweighs the bad news from oil prices. We lost mining sector jobs, but we're able to absorb it at this stage of the game. We did see one weather effect, and that was in hours work that actually declined. Also because of work stoppages out in the West Coast, there were ports that had work stoppages. And so that followed through and pushed down hours work. Usually when we see that happen on a transitory basis like this with weather disruptions in there, it boosts wages. And so the one thing that's still missing from the report is wage gains. In fact, wages decelerated in the month of February on both a month-to-month and year-over-year basis. So we're still not seeing, you know, sort of as good as it is, we still got a long way to go.
Why aren't the wages going up faster?
There's a lot of reasons. One is that, you know, there still is slack in the labor market. And in fact, those people who are more dovish in the Federal Reserve are probably right that the unemployment rate that we hit full employment in unemployment at is much lower than it once was. We're also seeing, you know, millennials are coming in, but the entry-level wages for millennials are much lower. That's where wages were cut the hardest. So as they come in, those wages are still very low, even though they're getting jobs now and they're forming new households and going out and renting. We still need to see them buying homes, but they are starting to spread their wings and fly. That's the good news. The bad news is it's still at a much lower entry-level wage than they would have gotten if this had been a more normal recovery. In fact, entry-level wages have been the hardest hit because it's much easier to cut an entry-level wage than it is to cut an existing wage. So as that mix gets in there, that's also holding wage gains down.
What about construction jobs? We did see some good news for construction jobs, and I wonder how much that has to do with an improving housing market.
Well, the housing market is still lagging, and construction was hit during the month in terms of activity. That said, you know, this harsh winter storms and the fact that home prices continue to pick up and actually look like they accelerated in January, that's giving some equity out there to remodel, but also a lot of repairs. We saw building materials and garden stores saw an increase in employment in the retail sector. That was one of the places we saw it. Well, people needed to repair, unfortunately, damage created by harsh winter storms, and the place we saw the biggest increase in construction employment was in specialty contractors. These are people who work inside your home doing remodeling and repairs, and I think part of that is related to the weather. I do think we'll see some gains in the housing market going forward, but this has still been an Achilles heel for the U.S. economy. It got us into this mess, and it's yet to really get us out.
Well, getting us out is where I want to go next. If we're at 5.5% unemployment, which is the lowest that we have been in many years, and of course, a lot of people will say, well, the actual unemployment rate is higher than that. That's just the official rate. But if we're at 5.5%, have we come back fully from where we were in the depths of the recession?
No, not in terms of median incomes. We're still playing catch up. We're still trying to regain ground lost. So although, you know, the number of jobs have come back and the quality is beginning to improve, we still got a long way. We've gone from sort of a limping along to a slow jog. We've yet to break a sweat. And what the Fed would really like to see is us overheat a bit and break a sweat and really run out hard. And we're not running hard yet. This economy is still, you know, sort of jogging along, and that's good. It's moving forward, and it's moving forward at a faster pace than it has, but we still need to see the proof in the pudding, and that's wage gains.
What would cause us to break a sweat, as you say?
A lot more employment growth. You know, the best thing for an expansion, especially one that like what we've seen that's been lackluster so far, is to have legs and last a really long time. We learned from the 1990s after our first jobless recovery, we had the longest expansion of the post-World War II period, but it wasn't until the very last years of that expansion that we really saw all boats come in with the tide. And that's where we need to get, is the longer this expansion is, expansions are like fine wine. They get better with age.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesrour Financial, and perhaps someone with a background in sommelier business. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you.